We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your body, your health. Now, the KMOX Health Checkup, sponsored by Easy CPAC. Available at Medicine Shop. Here's Fred Bottomer.
A new study looks into whether there's a link between a rising teen suicide rate and the surge in social media.
This new analysis of CDC data shows the suicide rate among teenagers jumped between 2012 and 2015, just when American teens were taking up Facebook, Instagram, and other sites. Study author Jean Twenge.
We're able to look to see if there's a correlation between time spent online and these suicide-related outcomes and depression, and we found that there was.
Her advice to parents: don't confiscate that smartphone, but do limit your teens to 1 to 2 hours online a day max, because that level of use showed no elevated suicide risk.
A potential option for those facing addiction.
Could magnets be the answer to fighting opioid abuse? Scientists at McGill University in Canada found that they could increase or decrease a person's enjoyment in music simply by stimulating the front of the brain with magnets for a few minutes. They were testing a technique called transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, on the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, the brain's pleasure center. The idea is to use TMS to affect a person's pleasure response to not only drugs, but alcohol abuse and even gambling addiction.
There's a warning from the FDA about an over-the-counter herbal supplement popular with opioid users.
The FDA has issued a public health advisory about kratom, a plant grown in Malaysia and Thailand and sold in smoke shops as a powder that can be used in tea to slow the effects of opioid withdrawal. According to the FDA, there have been at least 36 kratom-related deaths in the U.S. The FDA says it carries similar risks of abuse, addiction, and sometimes death as opioids themselves, and is often used by addicts to get high. The Drug Enforcement Administration has put off plans to classify kratom as a controlled substance.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.